This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Beau again. So today we are going to talk about words, definitions, connotations. We're going to talk about language and how to use it. Practical tidbits on how to use it to reach out. And we'll talk about a quote, and we'll do this because I got a message. And it allows us to talk about something that I think is going to be really important for the rest of the year. So I'll go through, read the message, and then come back and talk about different parts of it. I saw you in the comments talking about why you didn't say the word, and then there's parentheses. Is it after 30 seconds? If not, pause. Abortion, often. The video you linked is fascinating because it's related to my major. You say you avoid certain words to keep people engaged, to hopefully reach them and bypass their visceral reaction to certain terms. It all makes sense, but people who have that reaction aren't rational, right? So what do you make of the idea that you can't reason somebody out of a position they didn't reason themselves into? Jonathan Swift, right? Okay, so the first part of that message, it's about a video. I will put it down below, but a very quick recap is there is a language, there are words that are very polarized. And if you use them, you lose the person you're talking to if you're trying to reach out to them. Longtime viewers of this channel know that we went through an entire public health issue, and it was incredibly rare for me to say the word pandemic. Because the people who needed the information the most, when they heard that word, they shut down. They weren't listening anymore. Cognitive dissonance kicked in, and they tuned out. This list of words is always changing. And y'all unintentionally tell me what the words are. If you want to reach people, you have to avoid those terms. You've probably experienced this in your personal life. You've been talking to somebody about politics, and then all of a sudden, they just got mad, or they just shut down, didn't want to talk about it anymore, something like that. And if you had access to the same graphs that are talked about in that video, you could probably go back and find the word you used. Strong rhetoric, sharp rhetoric, it's good to energize people who already think the way you do. But if you're trying to convince people, not so much. Okay. But people who have that reaction aren't rational, right? So what do you make of the idea that you can't reason somebody out of a position they didn't reason themselves into? Jonathan Swift. That's who that is often attributed to. That's not exactly what he said 300 years ago. The quote has kind of adjusted throughout time. But it's really close to something he said. The thing is, what he said, the more accurate quote, is also a more accurate statement. Reasoning will never make a man correct an ill opinion, which by reasoning he never acquired. Correct an ill opinion, meaning you're trying to get that person to think the way you do. You're trying to correct the opinion that they hold, not just reason somebody out of a position. They're close, but they're not the same thing. If you go back and watch that video, that last minute of it, the danger of using the softer language and just trying to get the information out there, let them decide for themselves, all of that stuff, the danger is that you don't necessarily get somebody who agrees with you, but you do get them out of that position. You don't correct their ill opinion, but you can get them out of that position. This is going to be important, not just because of the election, but because of topics involving foreign policy and climate and a whole bunch of other things. When you look at the polling that has explored this topic, where they ask somebody, a lot of times you see it as like a funny gotcha. You know, what do you think of Obamacare? Oh, I hate it. What do you think of the Affordable Care Act? It's great. I have that. The polarized term. When you look at the polling on it, what you find is that there are about 10 to 15% of people that are up for grabs that can be reached by avoiding those polarizing terms. 10 to 15% of people, that's huge. It's definitely worth trying. And it's going to be important. It's gonna matter. It's just something to keep in mind when you're having your conversations, when you are talking to people in real life, in comment sections, whatever. Try to use terms that haven't already been tainted by the normal political discussions. And if you can find a way around those, a lot of times you can get somebody to reason. Now, they may still not agree with you, but once you've got them out of that position, well, then it's just a normal, rational conversation. And even if they didn't arrive at your position initially, you can probably get them there later. Or the thing that nobody likes to consider about this is that they view it more rationally than you, and maybe you have to change your opinion. You have to take the correction, so to speak. The other thing about this quote that I don't like, you can't reason somebody out of a position they didn't reason themselves into. Every hostage negotiator, everybody who has ever dealt with a DV situation that turned into a barricade situation, they know that's wrong. They know it's wrong. It's hard. You have to be careful. And you can't get excited. And you have to avoid certain terms. But it can be done. And most times, it's worth the effort. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.